But what about this prophecy in the 16th chapter of Revelation? The place to which we have come now in this ongoing series of programs in the mysterious book of Revelation, the Apocalypse. At the seventh of the seven last plagues, the sixth of which we covered last time, it says this. I want to read the whole thing. He says, beginning in verse 16, he gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon, and the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air. And there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne, saying, "It is done." And there were voices and thunders and lightnings. Remember, John is writing exactly as he experienced, as he heard, felt, and sensed, and saw in the mind's eye what was happening in this vivid dream he was given, from which the book of Revelation, of course, stems. And he said there was a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, "It is done." And then there was a great earthquake, it says in verse 18, such as was not since men were upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great. Now that earthquake is referred to in Zechariah 14, the first four verses. It says in verse 19, specifically referring to that same prophecy in Zechariah, "And the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell, and great Babylon," and I've explained before, time and time again, that ancient Babylon fell in about 539 B.C., that it was never again inhabited, it was totally destroyed, that it does not exist today except in ruins, that it has never been rebuilt, that there is no city on this earth other than an empty tourist attraction called Babylon. Yet biblical prophecy talked not only of a great city that has seven hills and has concourse with the kings and governments of the earth, a great city that is the site of a great false church, and calls it Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. This is a great church from which daughters came out protesting. A great mother church that is called Mystery Babylon the Great. The global church organization of a mystery religion system that is depicted by this woman, as we will see in the 17th chapter to which we are now about to come. But going back to what it says about that great earthquake, it said a great earthquake such as was not since men were upon the earth, so mighty and so great. Now, we've heard of massive earthquakes, some of them that just about destroy the Richter scale, knock it right off the bench that they can't even record as to how violent they were in Japan, in China. Some that have taken hundreds and hundreds of thousands of lives back in the centuries that are past, in the 18th century particularly. You can look it up in an almanac. There are books on some of those natural calamities, the great disasters of the earth, and it's shocking to see what it can do. It's like in Anchorage, Alaska. The earthquakes that have stricken Iran, the one that reshaped a portion of the coastline of Chile and of Peru, some of the massive earthquakes that have struck South America and especially the islands around the perimeter of the Ring of Fire, as it's called all around the earth, the Japanese islands of Hokkaido and Honshu and Kyushu, where earthquakes are fairly common. But when you take a look at some of the great mountains of this earth, the volcanic mountains as well as the great granitic basaltic blocks of granite that have been thrust up into the skies, what about some of the great mountains like Mount Whitney in California, Pikes Peak in Colorado, and of course Everest over in Himalayas? What about Aconcagua, 22,500 feet, some of these huge mountains in the Andes? What caused the giant cleavages, the ruptures in geosynclines, in fault lines along the earth that caused the heaving of gigantic mountain ranges up into the sky? Well, obviously, earthquakes. Earthquakes, the shoving of land masses this way and that way, long before any man was on the earth, for man simply could not survive something of that cataclysmic dimension. Now, that's what God is talking about in this prophecy. When he says a great earthquake such as was not since men were upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great, now you have to go to many other scriptures in the Bible, of which there are many, to determine what will be the effects of that massive earthquake prophesied in connection with the seventh and last plague. And do you know that it talks about even changing the seas? It talks about taking lowlands and heaving them up into the skies and causing them to become mountains. It says that every mountain will be brought low and every valley shall be exalted. It talks about changing desert regions of the earth and making them into fertile, verdant, blossoming areas with good weather patterns, good rainfall, that can now be actually planted and produce foods. It talks about the entire eastern portion of the Mediterranean Sea becoming dry land. I'm not lying to you. I'm telling you there are Bible scriptures that talk about a complete change in the topography of this globe as we have it mapped and laid out today. Now, when it says in verse 20, every island fled away and the mountains were not found, you're dealing with a cataclysm where unless God would supernaturally intervene and protect human beings, there wouldn't be anybody left alive. Now, notice in verse 21, there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent. The margin says 130 pounds. Now, I mean, those come down like huge cannonballs. That's not dealing with golf ball size or large pea size or hail that might damage, like beating off the shingles of your roof or killing your cattle or smashing or denting the hood of your automobile. This is talking about something to come right through your automobile and ruin the engine, or through the compartment, the passenger compartment, and ruin you. It's talking about a hailstone so huge if it hit any human being, it's just going to kill him, that's all. Is that going to happen? Now, what did Jesus mean when he said in Matthew 24 and verse 7 that there will be, quote, earthquakes in diverse or in different or various places? He said that time and again. Most of the famous earthquakes have occurred in the 20th century. We tend to remember the San Francisco quake or the Long Beach, California quake. And yet, some of them, very recently, and even after the San Francisco quake, were far more devastating than that. We have tended to publicize those that have happened in the side of the United States, but others that have happened in Iran and happened in South America, happened in China, have been infinitely greater. For example, an earthquake shook Kansu, China in 1920. 180,000 people died.